Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
The nation's largest police union condemning reports that Chicago officers were told not to help ICE agents responding to a violent protest that took place on Saturday. The union calling it shocking and a violation of their duty. Quote, both the national FOP and the Illinois FOP believe that when an officer calls for assistance, you answer no matter what. The Chicago Police Department has disputed these reports.
Wow. Never seen this before in America. We've never seen this before in America. National Police Union. Aghast. We've got these ICE agents, they're surrounded, they're calling for backup. Democrats never intended for anyone to leak, and we don't know who did it, to leak out of the dispatch center that they were holding back the police. Why is all of this happening? Let's get to that first, before we get to the Fox News story about this, which is jaw-dropping. I've never seen it like this. And again, I asked the question on Friday, end of show, you know, what are we going to get to the point where, again, we've got dead ICE agents, we've got ICE agents being beaten, dragged out of their cars, because that's coming. And there's no police response. So it's actually really good news that this leaked out this weekend, so Democrats can't continue lying about it while laughing and snickering and holding the police back. We got them dead to rights. We've got the internal dispatch report. We've got the audio. It's done. Thank God some patriot leaked it before some ICE agent gets killed for merely doing their job. We've never seen this before. Why is this happening? Because Trump has been too successful. They thought Trump administration's going to rot. We hate it. But look, we got 12 million new voters in here. He's never going to get them all out. Now we'll just wait till, you know, and we know a few Republicans will vote with us, and we'll just amnesty them all, and then it's going to be a one-party system like China. They never thought he'd get them out. Folks, do you realize in 250 days, we've had 2 million deportations? He may get them out. And then who will vote for Democrats? And you already got almost 25% of black males, and they're like, yeah, I'm vote Republican. What? They can't win. Democrats cannot win. They need replacement voters. And they also need to keep in place the networks that brought them the replacement voters. That is why they are fighting the hardest for illegal immigrant criminals, gangsters, wanted by Interpol. You should see the list of who we caught. I've got that here. But let's stick with this for now. They are in a panic. In their minds, what they need are dead ICE agents. Because what they see is 151,000 applications for 10,000 spots. Folks, Tom Homan has talked about this. We've got police chiefs in retirement wanting to come out of retirement and humble themselves to work as street ICE agents. For the first time, frustrated Americans who are way overqualified for that job. And I'm talking, I mean, he's saying we've got sheriffs who are retired. They want to come out and do this. We got police commanders. Hey, let me go. Give me a mask because you got to cover yourself or the Democrats will kill you. Give me a mask. Give me a gun. I want to fight for my country on my soil. I want to take it back. 151,000 applications for 10,000 positions. This terrifies Democrats. They need a kill. I'm just going to spell it out for you. They do. And that's why they're holding back police. They need ICE agents or potential ICE agents all over the country to see ICE agents dragged out of their cars and beaten with no police response. Now, the good news is we caught them. We got them. We caught them. They were that order from the patrol captain in Chicago, do not respond. Let the violent agitators shoot them, beat them, have their way, because that's what they're doing. That was never supposed to get out. Now, they're lying about it, but you can't change the dispatch report. You certainly can't change the audio. So the reaction's rolling in. Headline, Fox News. National Police Union calls Chicago's refusal to help ICE agents a shocking violation of duty. We've never seen this before. The nation's largest police union condemned reports that Chicago officers were told not to help ICE agents surrounded by protesters, calling it shocking it is, and a violation of law enforcement's duty to protect fellow officers in danger. You bet it is. President of the, listen to this, National Fraternal Order of Police, that's the National Police Union, and the Illinois State Fraternity of Police, so that's the state of Illinois' police union, expressed shock at reports that Chicago's chief of patrol directed officers not to assist U.S. Immigration Customs Enforcement agents as they were surrounded by protesters on Saturday. Okay, here's the good news. Here's the good news. Like I said, that report wasn't supposed to get out. Now people know. What are the Democrats going to do? They're going to double down on this and just go public with, yes, this is what we're doing now in sanctuary cities. When our protesters try to kill you, when the cartels try to kill you, you're on your own. Because that's what it's come to. Did you hear this? Folks, these cartels are so emboldened by the Democrats' protection of them. They are now openly putting hits out on particularly effective ICE agents. This is a war, okay? Here's Kristi Noem, head of the Department of Homeland Security.
Our intelligence indicates that these people are organized. They're getting more and more people on their team as far as attacking officers, and they're making plans to ambush them and to kill them. We have specific officers and agents that have bounties that have been put out on their heads. It's been $2,000 to kidnap them, $10,000 to kill them. They've released their pictures. They've sent them between their networks, and it's an extremely dangerous situation and unprecedented. So we've put protective detail around those individuals, change some of our operations to keep our officers safe. But make no mistake, this isn't just about, you know, protesting free speech or that they don't like that people out here are upholding the law of our country. They're actually going out there and saying, kill these people and we'll give you this much money to do it.
Democrats know this, okay? That's the other reason they're holding the police back. You don't know if that person surrounding them is just violent Black Bloc Antifa or cartel. This is ringing the dinner bell for the cartels. And wait to hear what else she said next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers healthcare on day one for me and my kids. I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.